Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Number 2, as God builds the church, he brings order to the chaos. You see, in this chapter, we are seeing God making things in an orderly fashion. It starts out without form and void, and he has to bring order to the chaos. And that's what we see him doing throughout this chapter. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, let all things be done decently and in order. He said in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. In Colossians 2, 5, Paul praises the churches there for their orderliness, their order, okay? God is a God of order. So number one, God builds the church. But number two, God is going to build an orderly church. He's going to bring order to the chaos. What do I mean by that? Is that church should not be a free-for-all. Church is not an open mic at a karaoke bar. Church is not anarchy. Church is not a place where just bozos wandering off the street and we just put them behind the pulpit the first Sunday and where anything goes wrong. You know, the church has a pastor. The church has the bishop, the overseer. The church has that elder that is to watch for your souls, that is to rule in the house of God. I said rule. The Bible says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. And so we need to have order. We need to have leadership. We need to have a man that's ordained. And you know, this church could have started the wrong way a couple years ago, but instead, this church started the right way. Orderly, going through the proper procedure, the proper steps, the right process of the pastor, you know, being trained and being ordained and things being done decently and in order. God is a God of order. Right.